Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins is not here today. He's got the day off. Hopefully, he's enjoying himself to the fullest.
I mean,
with his bros, his real bros, his two brothers.
I'm going to say he's probably not to the fullest, but.
You don't think?
I mean, I don't think he ever does.
Yeah. I think if he's going to, it's going to be with his brothers, his family.
Yeah. I hope.
I think he probably got drunk last night. They probably all were drunk and they probably laughed and.
Oh, I hope so.
Know, carried on. Some stupidness, mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
But I'm pissed. I told him to send me pictures. He hadn't sent me anything.
Nothing. So they
I
went.
I said it like I'm his mom.
Yeah.
Okay. Be sure to send me a lot of pictures.
Oh, I know. And he went yesterday. So he's been there a full night. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. They got there yesterday afternoon.
Okay. Well, I want to see pictures too. If you're if you're going to listen to this, send me some.
Yeah.
He won't though.
Nah, probably won't. Unless he's, you know, really, you know, been in those beers and he sees something that he thinks like it's an inside joke with somebody. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's not just going to pose for selfies and send them. And I knew he wouldn't. That's why I told him.
Yeah.
Send pictures. Send as much as you can.
I want to see all three boys standing next to each other.
They look alike, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen them.
They don't look exactly alike, but you can easily tell they're brothers.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think Riggins and his oldest brother look more alike than he looks like his middle brother.
Okay.
But the middle brother looks like both of them enough to, you could tell they're brothers.
You can tell, yeah.
Brothers.
I would love to see them together.
I don't remember which brother of his it was, but there was a picture of him as a kid, and it looks the same as me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't remember which brother it was, but me and Riggins were talking about it whenever it happened, and I was
floored. That was the oldest brother, Matt.
He was like, Rob, are we related?
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be a kick in the head?
Both our families are from the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is getting weird.
So now that we're on Extra Funny, we can expand on this a little bit, but Lindsay was telling us earlier about this. It's a friend of yours, and this was her ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, was this? And they went out to dinner, and he called the waitress / server the C word.
Yeah.
Oh God.
And you know what's funny? Just before we get into this, in all fairness, I thought it was extra funny when we were talking. I forgot we had to do like a different segment, and I'm glad I didn't get too. Was that okay?
Yeah, it was fine.
Because we
didn't even say the C word. We didn't even call it the C word.
No.
We just said that word.
Yeah, okay. Because now that I'm thinking about it, I feel dumb, but it's fine. Okay. Because I start getting more feisty on the extra, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, okay. We're at dinner. Me, my boyfriend at the time, her, I went to college with her. You know who this is. And her, they were just dating at the time. They weren't married.
Mm-hmm.
So the waitress forgot his, it was more of a big deal than forgetting ranch. I want to say she forgot to put in his order or something, but it's not to warrant calling her the C word.
Right. And I've had some terrible service in restaurants and things have gone wrong. So much so that I call myself a jinx, that everybody's order's right but mine most of the time. And I've never thought that there would be an occasion so bad that I would call somebody that.
Never.
Okay.
Now that I think about it, you've had the worst of anybody. So it wasn't that big of a deal, but even I don't know what kind of big deal would warrant that anyway. So, but anyway, she came back and said, I am so sorry. And he said, you stupid.
Mm.
Yeah. And
so, just that fast.
I looked at my boyfriend at the time and said, I think I got to get out of here. Like, I was jumping out of my skin.
Mm-hmm. What did she do?
So.
And how old was she?
My age. Oh, we were 30. No, wait. I was on the show, I think. A 30? We were 30. Man. I remember, I kind of blacked out because I was like, where am I right now? She just laughed it off. I could tell she was uncomfortable.
Well, yeah.
So they just got divorced a year, not even a year ago, because he's a narcissist, like clinical.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously something's wrong with him.
And I guess she told me the other day that she was blind to a lot of things that he did. She was just like blindsided. I mean, she just, you know, when you're in it, I don't think you realize maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, and a clinical narcissist, when the least little thing happens against them, they blow it out of proportion, and they become just, I can't believe you, like messing up their order accidentally was, how could you do that to me? You did that to me, and I'm going to cause a scene because I want everybody to look at how wrong you have done me.
Mm-hmm.
How awful this place must be to have done that to me. Like getting my order wrong.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
I remember saying, do you want my plate? Like, and I'm not good with handling situations like that because I think I kind of laughed like, like I didn't. I don't ever know how to handle a situation because I'm not around people like that.
Well, how many times had you been around him at that point?
Not many.
Yeah.
Not many. Maybe one or two.
Yeah. I fear what Jody would have said to him in that, if we were in that situation.
Yeah. She handles things better though in a, like you should handle it.
But I would have even said, even, I mean, he's not my friend.
Right.
I'm connected to him through my girlfriend.
Right.
And I would have said, dude, that was uncalled for. You need to apologize to her.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you don't, I'm going to apologize for you.
Yeah,
I would have said, I would have had to say something to him. Dude, you're ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then probably left.
Yeah.
Because I would have been so embarrassed, I would have wanted to get out of there.
For sure. And
but Jody would have just said, you are out of your mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Is you really, really called her that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she would have said
and
something.
That's how you should, I mean.
And then he would have said something back to Jody, and then I'd have to bust him in the mouth.
Yeah, it would have become a fight. Yeah. But I look back at, you know how you look back at incidents and you think you should have handled it? That's one of them.
Because it was probably, like, you didn't even think that was real. It was probably like an out-of-body experience for somebody to act like that.
Yeah.
And who's also, an adult.
Also that, well, I say that young, I was probably 30, but it still, now I would handle it differently, even 10 years difference, I would handle it differently. I think I wasn't as outspoken, maybe. I don't know. I was more timid. I don't know. Looking back, I would have totally, you know.
It would have been bad enough if he would have just looked at y'all and called her that when she walked away. He's like, hey, she's a stupid.
Yeah.
You know, then you would have still been like, oh, I mean, is that necessary?
Yeah. I think
but
I would have.
To call her that.
Yes.
And how did her manager not come over there and kick him out?
I can't even really I mean, it was, that was probably the most uncomfortable I've ever been at a dinner. I mean, it definitely was.
Yeah. If I were the manager of that place, well, if we're at an event, like say we're putting on a, like we used to do second chance prom.
Yeah.
And some guy who came to the prom would have said something like that to you or Gwen, whoever's working for us at the time. We would have kicked him out.
Oh, 100%. Actually.
So their manager should have come over and kicked him out for talking to his hands.
Yeah,
way.
I know. Remind me to tell you where we were because you know this restaurant too. And you know and you know the owner, which is crazy. but yeah, it's the manager should have. I don't even know if anyone was aware of what happened because
she went back there and said, this guy just called me.
I know. She was young too. She was probably 22, maybe.
Ugh.
Maybe.
Mm. Oh, then again, I look at it like if that were my daughter, Lainey.
Yeah.
I'd want to, she'd come home telling me that story. I'd probably want to go find him and beat the shit out of him.
I know. He'd be like, bring me that credit card statement so I can find his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was wild. But
what an animal.
Even after that, I'm in her wedding and she was married for 8 years, 9 years.
Can you imagine what she had to deal with? But, I mean, that's stupid on her part. Mm-hmm. Like I said before, how does somebody even fall in love with a guy that would do that? That Mm-mm. type of a person. Mm-mm. How does he get anybody to fall in love with him?
And she's such a cool... She told me she, when you're in it, it's hard because they, you know, just totally brainwash you. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know. We can make excuses. I don't know. I have no idea, but you know more about it than me.
If he was a narcissist like that, he probably would say things like, I can't believe you're taking her side. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always everybody's against you. So anybody that you know, it's either us or them. If they believe everybody's always against them, mm-hmm. then you're either standing beside them, agreeing with them, or you're on the other person's side. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he probably did that to her a lot.
You got to think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know. It's wild.
God. All of you stupid need to just shut up.
More extra funny next.
It's Alexis, and you heard right, I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
We were talking about earlier what everybody's doing this weekend, and I got so interested in what y'all are doing, you and Rob, Lindsay, that I didn't tell y'all what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
I am going to, first of all, I'm going to R. Gregory Jewelers mm-hmm. in Statesville, and then we're going to do our regular meetup with little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael, mm-hmm. and they're having a big St. Patrick's Day celebrate because that's this weekend, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. in Kannapolis, mm-hmm. where Jenny has that condo there that we use as a clubhouse.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, that's what it is. She uses it as a clubhouse.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's baseball going on, too, I think.
Fun.
College baseball.
Yeah.
They've been having these tournaments there. I'm not sure about that, but I know they're having
some kind.
Having St. Patrick's Day stuff.
And you got to wear your green. Your eyes look so green when you wear green. And the other day you were in a blue shirt. I'm like, oh my God, your eyes look so blue. I'm
like, yeah, you said that. I was like, really?
But
blue?
They looked bluer than normal.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe not like crystal blue, but like bluer than normal. You're confusing me.
My mama used to say that all the time, that my eyes change color with whatever I'm wearing.
It's kind of like a fictional type werewolf situation or whatever you
well
you know what I'm saying. Yeah,
Jody says it's creepy.
It's
she
weird.
Is like I asked her one time because the sun was right in my face.
Yeah.
And I looked at her and I said, are my eyes like really green right now? And she goes, yeah, creepy green, like a cat.
Like a cat. Yeah. It's crazy. They change no matter what.
Yeah.
So you'll wear your green, and if not, you'll have your green eyes. So nobody pinches.
I like getting pinched.
Yeah.
No, I don't. And well, I've never understood that.
Depends on who's pinching you, though.
Yeah, even as an affectionate thing, I don't like being pinched.
Well, no, who's going to?
Yeah. I like being cupped and grabbing like my ass just like a boom.
Yeah,
you know, a grab. Firm, mm-hmm. just mm-hmm.
like a big grab, not like a little pinch.
No, both hands, too. Get up in there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But yeah, I always like St. Patrick's Day. So I was joking. I said, we ought to go see if there's that big bar pub crawl going on in Charlotte. You know, there used to be that huge. It was one of the biggest in the country.
Uh-huh,
I don't know if they still do it. There were two guys that would do put it on. You remember their name? Something and Leek or
Rich. Rich and Bennett.
Yeah, Rich and Bennett.
Yes.
Yeah, they were like promoters or something.
Yeah. I don't know if they still do that. Certainly they do something.
Yeah. I think we got caught in that one time. And it may have been the first time that we ever did anything socially with little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael.
Mm.
We went to a Kevin Hart show. At the arena.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was St. Patrick's. They were doing the St. Patrick's mm-hmm. Day thing.
Oh, tons of green shirts. And
people everywhere.
Everywhere. Just,
like so much.
I went to one for maybe like a couple hours, but they're intense.
Yeah.
Lots of people.
Remember we used to be in that St. Patrick's Day parade?
I was just going to say that. And it was my first appearance with you guys. I think. Yeah. Because I started in January. This was obviously March. I went out and I had nothing green. I went out and bought the cutest little green shorts. Do you remember those with that white top? You probably don't. But anyway, we were on the float and I remember thinking, this is the coolest thing I've ever done. You were probably like, this is miserable.
Yeah. I hate parades.
Yeah. Because we had to wave. And
Well, not that. It's just that when you're in a parade, you got to go get lined up like 2 hours in advance and mm-hmm. you're standing around
mm-hmm.
and then they don't let you throw fun stuff out anymore.
No, we were on some, were we on an army type?
I think so. Something like, it's kind of cool. Like some sort of army vehicle.
Yeah. I wore the biggest heel wedges because of course, you know, I was young and I thought mm-hmm. that was hip and I was going all over the place on that. I was
like, what? Is that the one that Ace brought his daughter?
Yes.
And then nobody would cuss around her or say anything because like Ace brought his daughter. So yeah. Yeah, watch what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I had to really
she
watch
was
it.
She young. But, you know, she probably cussed all of us out at that point. I think she's in middle school.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I know all the words. Yeah. Yeah. That was fun.
And then, Alexis always says that we stopped doing fun stuff when she came along. Like, we don't do any fun stuff anymore.
She told me that. She's told me that several times. Mm-hmm, and yeah. I've only met her like three times.
She thought she was going to be a Disney princess.
Yeah.
She grew up listening to all that.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah. But we did fun stuff, but I think you did even more fun stuff before my time. I mean, it's just, you know, one of those things where you had to dwindle. Mm-hmm. As you went,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
because of rules and regs or whatever.
Yeah, we did a lot of those going to, you know, Cancun and the Bahamas and all that when Angie was on the show.
Yeah, never. She probably had the most fun.
Yeah,
and we never did Cancun. I mean, we did Disney; that was fun, but
Cancun. Oh yeah, we never did a cruise or anything. No, we did a cruise with Gwen after you though.
Rude. Yeah, no, never did any of that. We have not ever done tropical with me.
Because let me tell you a story about Gwen.
Yes.
She had been right before this cruise, leading up to this cruise, she had been doing an endorsement for some fitness place mm-hmm. or something in Charlotte. And she would go and work out with a trainer and all that and then talk about it on the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the nights when we were there we were waiting to go into the dinner, mm-hmm. which is fancy. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to dress up for those.
Yeah.
And all of our couple friends at the time were there. Mm-hmm. They all went on this cruise with the show. And they were in their 40s. Gwen was 24 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she was standing there and she was wearing like a sleeveless kind of dressy outfit
mm-hmm.
and it was a shorter skirt so you could see her legs. And one of Jody's friends mm-hmm. said, "Ooh, Gwen, you're looking good in that outfit." And she, instead of saying thank you, she uh-huh. said, "I had to work my ass off to look like this." It's just what, you know, this is her personality.
Yeah,
yeah. She's assuming they know I've been doing these commercials and talking about it and all that. They know what I've been doing. And you say that when you're 24
yeah.
in front of 40-something-year-old mm-hmm. women, and they kind of just looked at each other, and they were like, oh.
Now that I am 40, girl, I would have been like, who are you talking to? Okay.
And Jody was going, yeah, well, we all look like that at 24, too.
Yeah. Yeah, she might as well have just said, I know, yeah, right?
She might as well have just looked at him and said, yeah, y'all are a bunch of fat bitches.
Yeah, seriously.
Old fat bitches.
I would have been like, somebody thinks they're hot stuff. But yeah, she was, I get where she, but yeah.
It's just her personality.
I know.
And I know that's what it was. She thought, you know, they know I've been, because they listen to the radio, yeah, they know
absolutely
that I've been doing all these, you know, workouts and everything.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, but imagine, you know, it's somebody that Kyle works with, oh, that's 24, and you're at a on a cruise, you've, mm-hmm, had two kids, mm-hmm, you know,
yeah,
and they say that.
I would have died. I'm just picturing his assistant. She was younger. She's no longer there, but I would have been like, I'm sorry, what? Oh, she thinks she's hot stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, must be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to look like that. Mm-hmm. 15 years ago.
And, you know, Jody's always, you know, something's coming when she said, I got news for you. Anything after that,
yeah,
you know, you're not going to like.
You're not going to like it. Got news for you.
Yeah, that and her other thing is, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, I don't know what to tell. Yeah, like if I say, have you seen that pen that I had in here, you know, that I use to sign these checks that you leave for me?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it. I said, well, I thought it was right up here. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
It's like she's done talking about it. I don't know what to
tell you. I haven't seen it. No, I don't know what to tell you. Like, well, I'm not asking you to tell me anything except, have you seen it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. You don't need to rub it in.
Oh, I miss her.
Oh, God.
It's been one day.
She is funny.
She is a hoot.
Mm-hmm.
She's a hoot. That's and what then, mom would say.
And then she'll say it to the kids, too, when they were younger. And she'd go, I don't know, Aiden. Last time I saw it, it was in your room. I don't know what to tell you.
He's like, tell me. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Or Lainey would say, oh, man, I still have the headache. It's killing me. She goes, well, you took Tylenol. I don't know what to tell you.
It's like, you might as well not even say anything, yeah, you know? They're like, I'm regretting even making a comment.
Right.
Yeah. I love that.
What a blessing.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.